Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the last hadith on the chapter of fulfilling amanat. And we are doing this hadith, which is quite a detailed hadith. It is found in Bukhari Sharif. The hadith of Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, his son Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhuma is reporting. And we explained that it was just before the battle of Jamal that he called his son, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, called his son Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhuma, and he tells him that today I fear that only one of two people will be killed, either the person that is oppressor or the person that is oppressed, and I think I will be killed as the one that is oppressed. But the thing that is worrying me the most at this point in my life, now the last moment or the last phase of the life, is that whether my assets will cover the debts that I have. Do I have sufficient assets to pay over the debts? And then we explain that when people were had amanat dari in them, they had honesty in them, they were very, very truthful, faithful in the way they acted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such, Allah ta'ala blesses the person with barakat in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the barakat to the person in the year after. And in his estate, Allah ta'ala, as we go, we'll see towards the end, Allah ta'ala made it such that even after he passed away, that interim between the death, his passing away, and the distribution of his estate, so much of barakat came that the amount were inflated tremendously just in that small period. Allah Ta'ala made it such. And today, because of our dishonesty and our cheating, that instead of money and properties inflating, we find that suddenly the properties deflate and we don't know where the money is gone to, where the amounts are gone to. So the thing that we need to bring into our lives, as we learn from this hadith, is that level of honesty. So anyway, the hadith goes into detail. So some of the details we'll do now. So this was the point. He says he called his son and he told him that I fear that I will pass away as an oppressed person. Then he told his son, oh my son, sell all our possessions and pay off all my debts. He made a bequest of 1/3 and 1/3 of debt for his children. In other words, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair was there. So he says, I'm making a bequest of 1/3 and 1/3, in other words, from that 1/3, 1/3 for your children. In other words, for the children of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, is a third of a third. So in other words, from this 1/3 bequest, I mean, wasiyat I'm making, from that 1/3, 1/3 will go to your children. So this was his grandchildren. So in other words, for the children of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, is a third of a third. He continued and he said, if anything is left after settling my debts, then a third of it is for your children. Hisham, one of the narrators, said that some of the children of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu were the same age of the children of Zubair radiallahu anhu, such as Khubayb and Abbad. At that time, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu had 9 sons and 9 daughters. So this part of the hadith, what he's explaining, is that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, he had such big children at that time, such big sons at that time, that they were almost equal to the age of his brothers. So that's the hadith explaining that the grandchildren were almost as equal to the age of the son of Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, the ones that he had made wasiyat for. So this is what this is explaining. Anyway, he says, my father continued advising me about his debts by saying, oh my son, if you are unable to settle any of the debts, seek assistance from my master. Listen to this part of the hadith carefully. He's giving the nasihat or wasiyat to his son. Now he's worried. Now imagine, the thing that is concerning him is his debts. Allah Ta'ala give us the concern of paying off our debts. So he's telling his son that, oh my son, if you are unable to settle any of the debts, seek assistance from my master. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, who is the son, he says, by Allah, I did not know who he was referring to. So I asked, O father, who is your master? He replied, Allah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says, by Allah, whenever I faced any difficulty in settling his debts, I would say, O master of Zubair, settle his debts on his behalf, and Allah Ta'ala would settle them. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu was killed without leaving a single dinar or dirham except some properties. So now he didn't have any cash in his estate, but he had properties in his estate. Amongst them was a land in Al-Ghaba, 11 houses in Madinah Sharif, 2 houses in Basra, 1 house in Kufa, and 1 house in Egypt. And his debts that were incurred, when a man would come to him with some wealth and ask him to keep it in trust, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu would say to him, no, I will not accept it as a trust, but a debt upon me. We'll continue from here. Just to explain that how he incurred these debts. Look at the honesty of him. So somebody would come and say, there's money, keep it in trust for me. Keep it as amanat for me. This is an amanat, look after it for me. He'll tell them, no, I won't keep it as an amanat for you. I'll take it as a loan from you. And the reason why he told him, I'll take it from a loan, look at this, is that a loan is something that you are responsible to repay. A debt, if it gets destroyed, amanat gets destroyed, then you don't need to repay it. I'm looking after something of yours. You keep your car by me, and somehow that car gets destroyed. I don't have to repay you for that car. It was an amanat by me, it got destroyed, it got damaged in my care. So I'm not responsible for it. I'm doing you a favor by keeping it as an amanat. But if you give it to me as a loan, and now the thing gets destroyed, I got to repay you. So acting in the interest of the party that's leaving it by him, he said, I'll take it as a loan from you. I won't take it as an amanat. Now look at the level of honesty he had in his life. And now even after doing that, taking things as a loan for the benefit of people, he was very worried that I must be able to repay all these people that I took this from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that level of honesty, that level of sachai, looking at the interest of the next person rather than looking at the interest of ourselves. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.